This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
The global population is now nearly 7.5 billion. And that's just humans, because our planet's also home to 1.5 billion cows, another billion sheep, and a billion goats. Their combined belches account for a full fifth of the world's methane emissions. And methane is about 30 times more potent at trapping heat than CO2. But those methane emissions might get cut by feeding the grazers something called 3-nitrooxypropanol.
And I can tell you they like it. No rejection at all.
Mike Kinderman, an organic chemist at DSM Nutritional Products in Switzerland. Liking it in the cow world, he says, basically means they'll still gobble up their food, even with this stuff mixed in. Kinderman's company developed the additive a few years back. It jams up an enzyme crucial to the production of methane by bacteria that live inside the animals, and it slashes the number of those methane-belching bacteria while leaving the rest of the microbiome intact. The result? A 30% decrease in methane emissions. The study's in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Kinderman says he thinks the chemical could be a win-win for the planet and the animals.
You know, the methane is kind of a waste product, and this energy, instead of losing it for the animal, it can be reused for the animal in terms of performance. And at the same time, we are doing something for the greenhouse gas emission and climate change.
The product's not on the market yet. Toxicology tests are ongoing. But the hope is it might take some of the heat off of beef.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.